This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to secure access to abortion in state law gets its first hearing in the legislature today. Abortion opponents plan to turn out against it. They're concerned the bill puts no limits on when or why a woman can obtain an abortion. The bill's supporters say they're protecting Colorado's current policies in case the U.S. Supreme Court overturns the federal right to an abortion. A bill to step up security for some of Colorado's elected officials is advancing in the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
The bill would allow statewide elected officials, like the Attorney General or Secretary of State, to request up to 80 hours a week of protection from state patrol. It would also set up a system for state lawmakers to request security. Lisa Calderon has helped recruit female candidates. She told state lawmakers safety concerns keep many women from running for office.
And so to have you all take an action like passing this bill, I think sends that message to women that you will be protected if you run for office.
Legislative staff estimate the extra security could cost the state around $700,000 a year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Janitors at the landmark Coors Brewery in Golden have joined the Service Employees International Union and signed a new contract. The union says the negotiations with their employer, Integrated Cleaning Services, led to a 7% raise, better benefits, and more time off. They joined 2,500 other unionized janitors across Metro Denver in the Service Employees Union. New research says light keeps children awake longer than adults. Lauren Hartstein is from the Sleep and Development Lab at CU Boulder.
There's a few reasons that we think that young children are more sensitive to light than adults, including that they have both larger pupils and clearer lenses in their eyes. So that actually allows more light to get in and impact the circadian system.
Studies say about half of children are looking at screens in the hour before they go to bed, adversely affecting their sleep. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.